When I was preparing my sermon, I realized something. In all the sermons I've done, I think it's only been like five or six or something, lost count. But I've never spoke about food. It's kind of odd, if you know me. So I figured I'd throw it in somehow. And, well, actually I had an illustration and then I thought of it. But who all here has been on a diet or tried a diet? Don't be afraid to raise your hand. Me too. Okay. And like a diet, when you try to one particular food, or you try somehow, like maybe the Atkins diet, where it's pretty much just meat and vegetables, and you stay away from the carbs, or you go the opposite way, and you got the carbs and stay away from the meat and the protein because it makes you build muscle mass and stuff. What I realized is that a lot of people who try diets don't stay on them because it's so hard, because you're trying to focus on just that one thing and you're trying to keep eating pretty much the same thing. People don't like the same thing. At least I don't. So, in a way, people try and then they start another diet and see which one works. So, they start over. Well, in a way, I relate this to Jesus. When we became a Christian, we go to him and ask him for forgiveness, and we start over and try again. So I titled my message Starting Over, and I wasn't thinking about food at all when I was doing this. So sometimes in our life we need to start over, and there's no better way than to start over, to start from the basics. From the very beginning, from when a baby learns how to walk, type thing. Granted, we don't need to learn how to walk again, but we do need the basics. Like, if you go to sports, to become good in a sport, you have to master to be good at the basics. If you're not good at the basics, then you're pretty much not that good of a player, sorry to say. But in about the mid-1960s through the mid-1970s, there was the college basketball team, UCLA. They won 10 out of 12. I'm not going to talk about them. I'm going to talk about one of the person who won one of, out of, made them lose one. So, and it was at the end of the game when they won the final, the NCCA championship, they asked the coach. They asked him, they said, how did you become so good? Because they asked him, they said, none of your players are great. Because none of his players on the team, none of them were outstanding. None of them was like a Michael Jordan. You know, nobody on that team was outstanding. So they asked him, they said, well, how did you, you know, be able to become this great team to win the NCAA? And he answered, he said, I got them good at the basics. That's what his answer was. So, and for those who would like to know, that was the Texas Western University. But so he had a team and got them good at the basics, and them as a team won the national championship game. So when he was the coach, he started them over from the basics. So I would like to start over from the basics and preach about how to start over from the basics and as a Christian, what would be the basics? That was my question to myself. Because, you know, you think, you know, basics, it's kind of all rounded in the whole thing because one thing connects to another thing. Well, I thought, obviously, you know, Jesus. Now, we all know, or should know, that Jesus died for us. But also, Jesus gave us a chance for a new start. A start over, a refreshment. He died on the cross, and we take communion and ask Him for forgiveness so that we can start over. Now, recognizing that, but we also got to recognize what and what are we starting over for and why are we starting over? What is it in our life that we're asking Him for? What are we forgiving Him for? So if we come to the Lord and we ask Him to forgive us for this one sin, then we should focus on that one sin instead of just being like, forgive me for this sin, Father, and then go out and do it again. The things that we can work on, things in life that are hard to achieve, is what we focus on, what our mind is set on, what our, you know, our main focus. Is our main focus money? Is our main focus friends? Or is our main focus God? Which brings me to another point. Who are we following? Are we following man, God, money? What is it? Also, music, the things we listen to, is it influencing our mind? And our relationship with others, and our relationship with God. Does our relationship with God, is it as close as it should be? Can it be closer? Of course it can. And that's what we want to strive for. And our relationship with our friends, is it spiritual, or is it just kind of a casual, you know, probably when you get with them, you probably don't even end up talking about God. Also, our actions, the things we do, does that reflect God, Jesus? Does the things that we, when somebody says something to us or does something to us, does our actions reflect Jesus in our speech? Things that we say. When Jesus was persecuted, He was beaten unrecognizably so that we can have forgiveness and have this start, this new start. And I was looking to for a certain illustration that I decided not to do, but as I was looking for this illustration, happened to do with blood. And in an article I found about blood and how it works and everything, they say that blood is the river of life. And it says, right in here, it says, and it is truly the river of life, speaking about blood. Every cell is the body, or every cell in the body gets nutrients from the blood. Jesus gave us blood. He poured out all His blood for us. He is our life. He is our river of life. He gives us a new start. He gives us nutrients, so to speak. Things that give us health and allow us to start over. In First John 1:9, it says, "What shall we say then?" Or, sorry, First John 1:9 says, "If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just, and will purify us from all unrighteousness." So we need to confess our sins to start over and focus on just that one thing. Because if you look, is it easier or is it harder to take it one day at a time or a second at a time? If you take it one day at a time versus a second at a time, it's going to be longer. It's going to seem a lot longer. Because if you think about a second, it's already gone. It already went. So if you take sin and you take it as a big picture, it's going to be a lot harder to conquer. You take one thing at a time and focus it 1 second at a time on every second, and it's going to be hard, you know, thinking about that sin every second, whether or not you're doing it or not doing it, and what you can do to not do it. But that's the thing, is you will eventually be able to get to the point where you don't even have to think about that, and it's already, it's out of your life. Because you focus on it, and you don't want it to be part of your life no more. Because you ask God to take it out of your life, and you did what you needed to do to get it out of your life. And then, so with taking it at a section at a time, it's going to be so much easier. That's what I realized. So I used to think, you know, I got friends and people I talk to, and they're like, yeah, I'm messing up my life, this, and they just keep rambling on with a whole list of stuff. You know, and it's more than one person. It's like just about everybody I talk to, it's like to keep rambling on more and more, and it's at one time. See, and what I realized is that, because I used to do that to myself and talk to others about that, and just take that one time and that one thing and focus on it, and it's going to be so much easier. Because then you also look at yourself and you're like, wow, I conquered it. I never thought I was going to be able to do that. And that gives you more confidence. It's going to build your spirits up. And in Ecclesiastes 12:13, something also to help us to, after we've already made the commitment, to start over and focus on that one thing. Something else to help us to start over is in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, and starting with just verse 13. And it says, now all has been heard. Here is the conclusion of the matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Ecclesiastes, the reason why he said now all has been heard, throughout the whole book of Ecclesiastes, he talks about things that he's done, things that he's tried, the foolishness of the world. And that's why he says, now all has been heard. And so how is this going to help us? Well, you know, fear God and keep His commandments. That's pretty much how he sums up his whole thing, is to fear God. Because if you fear God, it's also going to make it easier. And keep His commandments, the things that we do in our life that we know we probably shouldn't be doing, or things that we don't want to be doing. And if we just focus on the whole one thing and not the whole picture, just that one thing, it's going to make it so much easier, especially if you fear God too. Because if you fear God, you're definitely not going to want to do what you're doing. And because fear inside, if somebody absolute fears something, like if you fear a gun's pointing at you, you're not going to do anything that's going to provoke the person who's holding that gun to shoot it at you. Because you fear it. You're going to stop dead in your tracks, and you're going to be like, all right, you know, I'm done. You got me. So, also in 1 Samuel chapter 12, in verse 24, it says, but be sure to fear the Lord and serve Him fully, or faithfully, with all your heart. Consider what is great or consider what great things he has done for you, yet if you persist in doing evil, both you and your king will be swept away. So, there again, fear the Lord. And I truly believe, because it's not just those scriptures, but other scriptures that point out about fearing the Lord. And I really believe that if we fear the Lord, we're going to, it's going to make it easier on us to start over and continue on the right path every time when we start over on that one thing. My challenge to you guys is to pick one thing that you see in your life that you either don't like that you're doing, or that you know that you shouldn't be doing because it's either hurting you, others around you, or your relationship with God. Just pick that. Focus on it and see what is around you that's making you do it, what's around you that's helping you, and allowing you not to focus on, not to do that one thing, and just take it at a second at a time, because before you even know it, hopefully it will be gone. It will be done. Thank you guys for coming, Brother Keith. Okay. I have a song of invitation. As for the band to come up and play, or just Greg, whichever one. And it's going to be "Give Us Clean Hands," because Jesus, through his blood, he gives us clean hands if we ask him to. Thank you, guys.